track 7 and some more news stories. Tinbridge workers to the DIY rescue. With £20,000 down and no driveway in sight, a Devon family were victim to a driveway disaster that cut off their disabled son's access in and out of the house. After a half-finished job, the contractor completely disappeared, leaving the evidence of his shocking visit behind. So the Parson family decided to get someone to come out and assess the problem. When Lewis Cannon, the JHB contacts manager, arrived and told the family his honest opinion about the state of the property, they broke down. The driveway had been deemed unsafe and left in a horrendous state. After assessing the extent of the problem, Lewis decided to speak to his directors and see what could be done. The family were expecting him to come back with a full quoted price, but Lewis and his directors decided to offer something different. Alongside JHB, local companies joined forces, starting what is now called the Driveway SOS. Managing to rectify the previously unfinished project in a mere 3 days, paving the way to a better future for the Parsons. They didn't charge a penny. Lewis said, "It's not very often you have suppliers that will jump into something you suggest to them." They were straight on the ball, which was amazing. Before the driveway restoration, the family had been having sleepless nights, battling against the difficulties the thoughtless contractor had created. Their son needs the access for medical appointments and day centres, as well as everyday living necessities. The contractor took several weeks to complete the little work he did manage to do, leaving the Parsons without a patio and driveway for quite some time. Getting this completed was a necessity, one that the teams involved began work on with urgency. It was a team effort between the local businesses and Mrs. Parson keeping the team refreshed. Everyone was involved. Despite the stress of the previous weeks, spirits were high, encouraged by the added joy of last week's lovely sunshine. The Driveway SOS team wanted to make sure they delivered a safe and functional outdoor space to allow for a ramp to be installed. Lewis said, "It's been so good to do something for someone else, expecting nothing in return." The family were gobsmacked and left him with a thank you note. Ken, Maggie and Phil Parsons said, "It's almost impossible to describe how much the impact of fixing the driveway and patio has meant. There is still some good in the world."
The next headline is "Catch the Drift?" Historic moor event coming up. Wild farming skills that have formed Dartmoor's culture and history for over 4,000 years will be on display at this unique event held next week on Tuesday, September the 26th, and again on October the 21st. Hosted by the Dartmoor Hill Pony Association in partnership with Our Upland Commons, a National Lottery Heritage-funded initiative, visitors to two different locations on Dartmoor will be able to watch commoners demonstrate their skills rounding up the semi-wild Dartmoor Hill ponies for their annual health check. Once given a clean bill of health, the ponies will be sorted. Some will be sold at the annual Pony Drift Sale, which, as it has been for hundreds of years, is held on the second Thursday in October, while the rest will be returned to the commons as breeding stock, living semi-wild and free on Dartmoor, where their natural characteristics can be preserved in future generations, safeguarding this rare population of semi-wild pony and enhancing the biodiversity of Dartmoor. The two public events are by ticket only but are free, and the organisers say that numbers are limited so that we can ensure that those joining us get the best possible advantage point for this spectacular event. And there's an email address if you want to register, which I'll give you in a moment. The events will be held between 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock on September the 26th and October the 21st. The event is free, but tickets are limited. And the only way of contacting those concerned are emailing association@dartmoorhillpony.com.
Vandals strike out at stores' controversial parking meters. Asda shoppers finally got their free parking at the Newton Abbott store on Monday, as all the parking machines were out of action. Overnight on Sunday, all glass screens on the machines were smashed and card machines ripped out. Signs on the broken machines confirmed free parking. There is speculation on community groups over whether this is an outraged response to wrong parking charges that shoppers have faced. It's believed that this is someone fighting back on behalf of the community. The response is not the usual to antisocial behaviour and instead is tongue-in-cheek congratulatory, with many naming the vandal as a hero. A member of the community group said, "I don't agree with vandalism, but with the amount of complaints and issues against the parking company, it was bound to happen." Nonetheless, Asda said the incident has been reported to the police. An Asda spokesperson has confirmed that the machines were out of service.
Hungry hedgehogs. A local wildlife charity, Elm, is hungry for food donations for their hedgehogs, as increased demand for their services has run their supplies low. Elm began in 2018 when Rick Parker started to take injured animals into his Torquay home with his wife Jackie and daughter Emily. The charity, based at Sealhane, now has 130 volunteers and rescues over 1,500 animals every year, the majority being hedgehogs. However, those hedgehogs are hungry and can get through a staggering quantity of food each day. Rick said, "We're really struggling. We literally have only enough food to last the end of this week. It's not an exaggeration to say we get through 70 to 80 tins of cats or dog food per day. If you're able to help by donating, we urgently need any cat food in jelly. They prefer supermarket-owned food label, and they don't like Whiskers or Felix. We also need tinned dog food in jelly. Please, no dried food unless it's Purina One Kitten biscuits. That's the pink bags. Anything you can do to help will make a massive difference. Thank you for your ongoing support."
Well, if you've got a few pennies to spare, a Dartmoor plot is on sale for £1.3 million. A large swathe of Dartmoor is for sale. From South West Water to Saudi businessmen, the purchase gives the buyer a chance to join a select few who own the national park. The moorland in question predominantly consists of Buckfastleigh Moor, a vast wilderness on the southeast fringe of Dartmoor National Park. Split up into three lots, the entire area consists of about 858 acres of land. Lot 1, Buckfastleigh Moor, is by far the largest of the lots, comprised of 722 acres. The other two lots are significantly smaller and cheaper, but the land is available as a whole. It includes three peaks, Riders Hill, Snowdon and Pupas Hill. The moorland in question is a site of special scientific interest, a formal conservation designation for an area that's of particular interest to science due to the rare species of fauna or flora. And like most common land on the moor, the property is subject to public open access and common grazing rights.
A casualty was reported at Tynmouth train station after an individual was struck by a train. As a result of the incident, rail services were suspended from about 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Wednesday, September the 13th. Passengers were asked to either wait or to get bus services instead. The British Transport Police stated that officers were called to Tynmouth Station just after 1 p.m. on 13th of September following reports of a casualty on the tracks. Paramedics also attended. However, sadly, a person was pronounced dead at the scene. The incident is not being treated as suspicious, and a file will be prepared for the coroner.